This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
shout out to Hail to the District. Dude just made me laugh. Liam Griffin covers the Commanders for the Washington Times. Mm-hmm. We just saw Liam putting some suntan lotion on.
Was Liam putting on the lotion?
Yeah, he needs it.
He going outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're practice outside.
Now, I was just making sure because like, I was wondering at first. I was like, what? Dude, wait, got over here just to put on. I thought he was just putting on lotion. He just put on suntan lotion. But, like, yeah, he had a lot of it on. We had to rub it in.
So, Liam posted a picture of the receiver group that didn't have Terry McLaurin out there. And this Hail to the District guy tweeted at you and I, B. And he said, good thing we got a bunch of dogs out there. Gallup catching everything with his hands. No body catchers in sight. We're going to open these phone lines up.
Oh, boy.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There's been a heavy call day, but, you know, it's big news. Terry McLaurin's not at minicamp. I want to let people chime in. Dan Quinn just spoke, Commander's head coach. He made it very clear that he's not worried about it. He said, Terry's a fantastic teammate. We've already spent a lot of time with him. And, B, I actually wrote down what you said. You said, reacting to DQ's comments, coaches know workers. Coaches know players that have bought in. But professional football coaches also know the business comes in.
Yeah.
Dan is still in communication with Terry. I'll put money on that. I just thought that was a really good synopsis of this. Now, I do want to check in.
I only just hung around for like 14 years of it, and I've been around it since I left the game. I know a little something every once in a while.
I listen to you. Now, when we checked in on the aquarium this morning, my man Jeff was worried.
He said, Jeff is always worried, man.
Jeff
is the youngest worriedest guy I've ever met in my life, man.
He's the youngest worrier in charge. Jeff, do you feel a little better after hearing from Quinn?
Man, Jeff ain't here.
Well, oh, he's back to his old antics.
I mean, B and I come to Ashburn for one day. Well, Landfill, do you feel better? No, after hearing from Dan Quinn.
No. I don't. The way I would have felt better is if he said, yep, just talk to Terry. They got a deal. He'll be here tomorrow. That would have made me feel better. Otherwise, I mean, I don't expect him to say it's a disaster. I don't expect him to play for the rest of the year or for us this season.
Okay. Landfill feels about the same. My man Zeke is on the line. Zeke
what
in
up,
Southeast. Zeke, you feel a
hey,
little better
up,
about
guys?
The situation.
I'm feeling about the same, but let me give you a scenario, okay? Brian, right? Let's say this is your last year. You're Terry. You're probably going to want the max amount of years and the max amount of money. Let's say you want 4 years, 30-plus million. That sounds about right?
4 years, 30 million a year, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What really matters is the guarantees, though.
Go ahead.
Okay, but then on the other side, JP, now, you're Peter. You're looking at this, you're saying, Jaden's contract is going to be up in, what, 2 years? I'm going to have to pay him $70 million and pay Terry $30.
Dude,
that's $100 million.
Zeke, can I pause you real quick? I explained this,
go
but
ahead.
I know people are in the car at different times, so I'll explain it again. Jaden Daniels was drafted last year, okay? His rookie deal is 4 years. Then there's a one-year option, which gets that to 5 years. Jaden Daniels, now here's a number of things are going to happen with Jaden's contract. He's going to have a huge salary cap number in 2029, dog. It's June of 2025. Terry's deal will have guarantees on it the first 2 years of the extension. So that will give Terry guaranteed money probably through the end of the 2027 season. By the time
26-27,
yeah, he'll have because they're going to throw guarantees on it this year, 26 to 27.
Yeah.
By 2028, they'll be able to make a decision on that. Not to mention, and yes, Jaden, as soon as he's eligible to renegotiate to talk contract extension, which will be after the 26, they'll probably start talking contracts with Jaden February of 27, and he can sign then. And God bless Jaden because it's going to be a big number. He gets all his bonus money right away. All right? Mm-hmm. He gets the bonus money in cash right away.
Right away.
But for cap purposes, that bonus money gets spread out over the life of the extension.
It's prorated.
The big Jaden contract concerns for salary cap purposes do not hit until 2029. They make zero impact on a Terry McLaurin contract extension. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Yeah, that makes sense. So, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, great.
Appreciate it.
All right, let's get to Matt in D.C. Matt.
What up, Matt?
You feel better after hearing from DQ?
I feel – I've never really felt bad. Like, I know – I mean, they're not morons. They're going to give him a lot of money, and he deserves every penny. All these people equivocating on it and the body catches and the no breakaway speed. How many big plays – did Terry McLaurin make last year, like the Bengals game? I mean, DK Metcalf, who's like a total stud, you know, looks amazing in shorts, all that kind of stuff. It's like he's not, I mean, all due respect to DK, I do like him. He ain't half the wide receiver Terry McLaurin is. I mean, Terry had 13 regular season touchdowns and one in each postseason game, as I recall. Second team all pro. I don't get the equivocation by some of the folks calling in.
Dude, I totally agree with you, Matt.
I agree 100%.
Bro, he just broke the franchise receiving touchdowns record. And there's been some damn good receivers. Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders, Hall of Famer Art Monk. Like, that was a great call, Matt. I appreciate you. I think it's going to get done. I mean, top of my head, I can think about the outrageous catch in the corner of the end zone week 3 against the Bengals. The huge play in the Lions playoff game where he went 75. He had that out. Landfill just dropped it in the text thread. But the play against the Cowboys before the missed extra point.
I'm going to tell you how I think. Somebody calls in here and make the comment that caller made earlier today. I immediately dismiss him. I dismiss what he says. Because he can't be a fan. Because if he watched the games, he would know that the man can break away. And the other guy, the man, has caught with his hands. Okay? So my thing is sometimes people say things and they got to let their friends know what they're about to call in and say, I just keep moving on you.
Keep these phone lines
going.
1:30, we will not discuss Terry McLaurin. All right? 1:30.
Can't wait for 1:30 to get here.
What'd you think of DQ saying no – restrictions on Lattimore?
Cool with it. It shouldn't be no restrictions by at this time. You know, what was it? The season ended 5-6 months ago? Shouldn't be no damn restrictions right now.
Dude, we just posted some video from.
I would be way more concerned if there were some restrictions right now than I am about the Terry thing.
Sure. I still have more concerns over the Lattimore than I do Terry.
Yeah.
And Terry's not even here.
Mm-hmm.
NBC4 Sports on Twitter just posted really good video of Laramie Tunsil, who's here working out with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I retweeted it. First replies from our guy, Big Boy Genius. Mm-hmm. You know what he said?
Right.
That's a big MF. I like that one. That's a big man,
yeah,
dude.
Big, dog.
That's a big man.
I saw him yesterday walk across the field. I was like, that dude is huge.
Jason Garrett is here today, and I think Will Muschamp is here today. This is the time of year where lots of folks are here. We kind of forgot Wes Welker is here on the staff.
Yeah, Wes
now.
Is on the staff. I talked with Wes that day I was out there.
Do you know him at all, or just to kind of get to know him? Good guy? I've never talked to him.
Wes always been a cool dude.
Alex is in Silver Spring. Alex, you feel better after hearing from DQ?
What's going on? Yep. I mean, they're going to get it done. It's just, I don't blame them. Do you be Mitch? I mean, you were a player. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. It's a business.
That's it. You got to.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love the dude, everything else. Class act, keep his mouth shut, I mean, and comes to work. And those are the ones that you really, but it's a business at the same time. So I know how it is and this and that. And what we're leaving out also is, man, he made these mediocre quarterbacks look pros. I mean, I was like, I thought Heineke was the real deal. The way, you know, he made them look, him and all the others.
Well said.
All right, brother.
Remember that catch he made against the Colts when Heineke said, F it, I knew Terry was down there somewhere?
He just closed his eyes and threw it.
It is fascinating how people are trying to, like, and it's a very few.
But see, those are the people who probably never liked them. But they have to try and justify something to make themselves seem like they're smarter than everybody. You're not that damn smart. If you can't see that dude is a baller, then you're blind as hell. All that dude has done is overachieve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anything that when he was drafted that they say he will do. So all he's done. But then he got, oh, he's overrated. But then he followed that up by saying he'll be a lot to other teams around the league. If you're overrated, the other teams around the league ain't going to want you, right?
Dude, so I just got this text. This tweet from Foot Model.
This tweet.
Tweet. Shout out to the Foot Model. He says, maybe I'll get blasted here and I don't care, but I don't think Terry is worth top 8 money in the league. So let's take an honest look at that take. I think you could argue Terry maybe isn't a top 8 wide receiver. I think you could argue he is.
I don't think anybody, look, but the whole thing about it is, it's not your fault when you become free.
Right. The money is not indicative.
And that's what most guys don't understand. Yeah, and listen, I know everyone is an expert in sports today. But let's be real. You don't understand that they sign a deal, you become a free agent, and normally if you become a free agent after you have a big year, they're going to be trying to pay you the money that's up in that range. You don't ask for it necessarily. It's offered to you. That's just how it works. I remember here when they was Lachey had just signed and then somebody else came up and they said we can't pay him that much. He wouldn't got that much. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not your fault that you become a free agent at the time somebody else does when you have a good year.
Right now, Terry is outside of the top 10. I counted this earlier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. He's the 16th highest paid receiver. Mm-hmm. When he gets this new deal, he certainly won't be top three. CD, Jefferson, and Chase will keep will occupy those spots. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be right around DK. So maybe, and remember, this is an extension. So this is for next season. Going into next season, before a free agent gets signed, maybe he'll be top five. I bet before games are played, he's still not top five. I bet he gets bumped down a little bit.
Yeah, but like I remember I told you about Jim Kelly.
And I bet by week one, he's not top eight.
Jim Kelly had a contract where he had to be in the top three paid quarterbacks in the league. So you sign a deal and you become number three, he got a dollar more than you the next day without even saying anything. And a lot of times people like to trip on the money someone is making and don't even know what the other people truly make. They just know that one number that they throw out, oh, $40 million a year, or he signed for how many years guaranteed, or they throw the number out there. The number of the whole contract never really gets paid completely to the player. The guaranteed years is what get paid. And these guys get paid astronomical numbers. We don't make it, okay? I didn't make the astronomical numbers they make now. I made a lot more than people would say what I didn't deserve. But you can't say that. That's what they pay in this profession. That's you pay what you're worth. And if they offer you that type of dollar, you get it.
Well, and guess what else is going to happen? Now, some of these guys might have fifth-year options. But guys like Jaxon Smith-Njigba are going to become free agents. Mm-hmm. Zay Flowers are going to have to work a deal with, like Jordan Addison in Minnesota, Jameson Williams. Like, there's young receivers that are going to come up and get paid too. Like, the money is never static, and the best deal you can get today is a way better deal tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Harold is in D.C. Harold, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, fellas? My biggest thing is they talk about Terry not being a true number one or wanting to compare him to Chase, C.D. Lamb, and all those. He's that guy on this team. If you swap those guys out and give them what Terry had and give Terry the quarterback stability they had, he'd blow them out the water.
That's a great call right there
because sometimes instead of just being a damn hater, which most callers are, they hide behind the damn phone, they're haters. They call in and make those comments with nothing to back it up. This dude here understands. Put some of those same guys who we think are the greatest of ever, and put them in the position he was in for those first 4 or 5 years, and let's see if they make those same numbers.
How about this? To your point, Harold, it's a good call. Josh Norris is a friend of the program, Underdog Fantasy. In Terry's first 5 years in the NFL, he had 11 red zone touchdowns. Okay? Mm-hmm. 11 red zone touchdowns in 5 years. That means largely his touchdowns came on deeper passes on mm-hmm. him probably.
Oh, he couldn't run, though.
Last year, Terry had 10 red zone touchdowns.
Damn.
Imagine, like, he finally had a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. People act like that's going to go away. I think it's nuts. I don't think we need to continue to expand on the Terry stuff.
We don't.
I think
I can't say some of the words I almost said earlier. So no, we can't. We got to move on.
Right. I think it's interesting. I think I did hear from one of the contract guys that the fourth year, once his extension hits, it's not they're still quite team friendly. I'm talking about Jaden now. But the extension will factor in the fourth year and the fifth year. Mm-hmm. They just won't factor into the cap hit, which is what people get worked up about. I think you can get a Terry deal done and not have to worry about Jaden's deal is my point. Mm-hmm. And hopefully folks are understanding of that.
And let's be real. What Adam is trying to do is, look, Adam's job is to make sure that he's taken care of this whole team. And he's going to work with it. And listen, no GM just say, oh, here, this is what you want, just take it. They're going to mess with it a little bit. And if you were able to get a few dollars instead of an extra few hundred thousand dollars, they're cool with it. Or if they talk you down, maybe a few dollars. They cool with that too. But this is what happens in negotiations, people. None of them just happen, bang, walk in, give a number, oh, okay, I accept. They don't accept like that. It's always some discussion.
Businessman, contract negotiations. There is a ton we haven't discussed today that we're going to. We've been talking about Terry McLaurin for 3.5 hours, which is, I think, the right way to approach today. But I think now that we've approached today, we can kind of move forward. TJ Oshie retired last night. It was a really cool ceremony. Yeah. I do want to play some of that audio. I was really happy to be there, and it was also a small part of me kind of realized – that era of the Caps is kind of over. Mm-hmm. Plus, I drink Celsius every day, and Landfill has acquired some interesting information.
I saw that. I saw it, but I need to know exactly what it's about.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.